You are listening to the Prepared Patient Podcast with Dr. Jennifer Genty, where we discuss what it really takes to heal your body with the simple tools, resources, and mindset to get you there. I am determined to show you the reality of navigating the medical space as a patient, caregiver, and loved one so you can be empowered and take back the most precious and important asset of your life, which is your health. Let's get ready, comfortable, and get started.
Hello, and welcome back to one of my episodes. If you are watching this on YouTube, thank you so much for viewing this video. Please subscribe so you can get the latest video as I release them. If you are listening to this on the podcast, the Prepared Patient Podcast, thank you so much for listening, because I know you could have taken time today to do something else, but you decided to educate yourself. You decided to see what else you could be doing to improve your health. So I really appreciate that. And I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So if you are new to me, you've never heard about me, seen me, never listened to one of my episodes, never watched a video of mine. My name is Dr. Jennifer Genty. I am a functional medicine doctor. Some might call me holistic doctor, integrative medicine doctor, natural medicine doctor. And I help my patients balance the hormones, lose weight, fix their gut, like fix any digestive issues, tackle chronic health conditions, autoimmune conditions, and we do all that the most natural way. People come to me after they've seen so many other doctors or practitioners, after they were told there's nothing wrong with them, after they were told the blood work is normal, but they can feel deep inside of them something is wrong. They're not crazy, they're not broken, and they're looking for another way, another option to really heal the bodies, decrease inflammation, remove toxins, again, balance hormones, get more energy, feel lighter and happier, and have better cognitive function. If that is you, then functional medicine will be the perfect medicine for you. Because the way we help our patients, we help them identify the root causes first, which I think is the first step to anything, including weight loss. Identify the root causes, and then once we know what's causing the inflammation, what is causing the hormonal imbalance, what is causing the weight gain, what is causing the brain fog, what is causing the acne, what is causing the digestive issues, the acid reflux, the colitis, what is causing the autoimmune, what is causing the cancer, then you can really focus on that. You can focus at eliminating so that you can prevent and reduce or eliminate your medications as well. So I own a clinic here in Denville, New Jersey called Wellness Corner NJ, which we help so many patients that are local to us. Again, heal the bodies, really nailed in what is going with them or what is happening internally, addressing cellular dysfunction so that they can feel the best. And we also have some programs online. The weight loss is online, a hormone imbalance is online, and also gut decluttering online as well for those that are not in New Jersey that are desiring a doctor that will understand them, that will listen to them, that will help them investigate what is going on so that they can really heal and accomplish the health goals. So that's what we do here. I know it's a long introduction, but I have to put it out there because most people don't know that this option is available to them because we're so accustomed of going to a doctor and being handed a pill for the ill, when there are so many routes you can heal your body. There's never one way to do it. You can just combine conventional medicine with functional medicine combined to get the results that you're desiring. But today, I want to talk to you about the thing that you might be doing today, tomorrow, maybe yesterday, that is preventing you from losing weight. I did a video prior to this or a podcast prior to this talking about the belief system, how we all think weight loss is hard and challenging when in fact it is not. Weight loss is easy once you identify the root causes. We talked about the hormones you need to look at and also have a roadmap that's going to take you from point A to point B, because many of us are doing all or trying all the quick fixes. We're doing all the things that are not working for us when in fact we have not identified the causes, which is step number one. Again, it's not only for weight loss, it's for all the things you're desiring. It's for all the disease, all the sickness, all the illness, all the things you want to resolve. You have to identify the root cause. And for my patients in my practice, once we identify the root cause of the weight gain, or the root cause of them plateauing, then it is easier for us to put a plan in place that will help them address the weight, keep it off, maintaining it, and not gain it back. As we know, it's crazy out there with all the injections being prescribed to patients, all the medications being prescribed to patients, all the latest, greatest diet, the prepackaged meals, we're doing a lot. We're doing a lot, but the vital piece to the puzzle is not being addressed. So the reason why we are doing this mini series, we are going to do three videos. One was released a few days ago about how weight loss is easy. And it can be very triggering for some people because a lot of people have been trying to lose weight for months. And then today, we're going to talk about the thing that I really think you need to consider and stop doing that can help you lose the weight. And I'm referring to exercise. Yes. Oh, okay. Now, don't click off the video. Stay here. Don't turn off the podcast. Stay here. Why am I telling you to stop exercising? You don't need to exercise to lose weight. Can I be honest with you? I want to be honest with you. You do not need to exercise to lose weight. You need to lose weight and put your body in a state of wellness, and then you go exercise. Imagine your body being weak. Imagine your body being inflamed. And imagine your body being toxic. Your cells are literally struggling. Every day you wake up with chronic fatigue, with sluggishness. Every day you wake up drinking coffee, taking some type of stimulant, and then you go into the gym. You're pushing your body, you're pushing your body on the treadmill. You're hiring a fancy, personal trainer to help you. This is gonna cause more damage than good. This is gonna cause more damage than good because you are lacking the energy. You are inflamed, your body that is inflamed. Your cells are not getting the energy that they need to work for you, and you're putting them to work. So if you were to look at your body as a car, the car is not functioning properly. And then you want the car to drive from here to all the way to Florida, which is like a day and a half, a day of driving. You're pushing the car, you're pushing the car, you're pushing the car, you're pushing the car. That's what we do with exercising. You push, push, push with exercising, which is not the goal, which is never the goal. So I tell my patients, yes, you can exercise. You need to move your body. I'm a big believer of moving your body, specifically after eating, so that you can increase vasodilation, increase circulation. And send blood flow to the areas that are stiff, the areas that are, with spasm, send blood flow to the inflamed area. But there's a difference between moving your body and exercising. Exercising is an active process. So if I'm walking a mile outside in nature, it's not the same of me getting on a treadmill and walking a mile. So there's more movement, there's more contraction taking place, there's more effort on my body to get that done. We cannot be pushing our body when it is not well, when you don't feel well. So I had a patient that came to me. She was so frustrated. She is frustrated. She has done a lot. She has done the Weight Watchers, the Ozempic, the Wegovy. Like she has done a lot. She changed her diet. She's eating less calories than ever now, which is another thing we need to stop doing. You need to eat food to lose weight. Putting yourself on a restricted diet is never going to be good. You're not going to lose weight eating 100 calories a day, 500 calories. No. So I tell my patients all the time, eat until you are satiated, eat until you are satisfied. Now, well, you might be saying, well, Dr. J, is it not going to increase your weight? It depends on the food that you are eating. If you are focusing on oats and grains and you're eating very starchy food, you are not going to lose the weight. You are going to gain weight. If you focus on the non-starchy food and you eat in abundance, then you are going to lose the weight. You're going to feel lighter. At the same time, infusing nutrients to your cells for them to work and creating energy for you. You have to have energy before you go exercise. No energy, you should not be exercising. You should be moving your body, yes. You should be getting off the couch, walk around. You should be active, but exercising, going to the gym, getting on the treadmill, lifting weights. Like this active process is literally putting more stress to your body, more stress to your cells. There's a way where too much of a good thing can backfire on you. I see so many patients going to the gym 7 days a week. They are obsessed with the gym. I am going to the gym. I'm going to work out. My New Year's resolution, I'm gonna lose 20 pounds. And they are literally committed to going to the gym. And then they're not even feeling well. They have the brain fog. They are tired. Like by noon and 3 o'clock, they're crashing, but they still push themselves. They are committed and dedicated, which is awesome. They are motivated, which is awesome. You really have to look at the issues at hand, which is not losing the weight, getting tired and sluggish. So therefore, your cells are not getting enough calories, enough nutrients to work for you. You have to look at the inflammation. You have to look at the toxins. These things, they have to be addressed. When you feel energized, when you feel a little like well, then you go to the gym and exercise so you can increase, again, blood flow to the area. So as I mentioned, I had this patient who came to me 2 weeks ago, and she is literally frustrated. She's like, I don't know what else to do. I hired a personal trainer, which is a very expensive personal trainer. According to her, she goes to a gym here that is like $169 a month. She said, I am literally spending $300 at Whole Foods every week or every other week. She said, I'm really putting all the effort into healing my body because I don't like the way I feel. I feel like I'm carrying a baggage with me everywhere I go. As I'm going to perimenopause, everything slows down. And then, yes, before coming to me, she did went to her doctor. She got her thyroid hormone tested. Her thyroid was fine. And then she got some basic blood tests. So her doctor told it's not her hormones. There's nothing wrong with her. It's stress. She needs to go on vacation. She needs to, eat the way she's eating. She needs to change the way she's eating. Like the doctor said, go home and be on a diet. Stop eating bread. She said, well, I'm not eating bread. I'm literally eating healthy. I don't understand how I'm getting the weight. So I spoke to her. I said, first of all, and she goes to the gym almost every day. Almost every day. She'll go to the gym, push herself, she get the exercise done, and then to go right back on her couch. No juice. Her cup is literally empty every day. She got nothing to give to her family. She's so exhausted. Can you relate to that? So I told her, I need to do one more thing. One thing. I need you to stop exercise. When I told her that, she looked at me like I had three heads. She's like, what? But they said exercise is good for you. I'm like, yes. Exercise is good for you when you are at a point of health and wellness, not when you're struggling and you're tired every day and you live on stimulants to help you go, for you to go through your day. Exercise is not beneficial. I said, first, we need to identify the root cause. Let's find out why you keep gaining this weight. Why are you doing all the great things and you're not losing the weight? And yes, before she came to me, she did try, Ozempic. She tried it for 6 months. She lost 10 pounds. And then the minute she stopped the injections, all the 10 pounds came back. The minute she stopped whatever she was doing, the 10 pounds kept running back. She said, I don't understand. I said, well, if we're being honest with ourselves, you're taking those weight loss substance, those weight loss medication. If we stop taking them, of course you're going to get weight back. Like, let's be honest, because the weight loss medications are actually triggering your body, making you think that you're losing weight, your brain that you're not hungry, but you're not feeding your body what it needs to work for you to jumpstart your metabolism. It's a recipe for disaster. You need to eat to lose weight. You need to eat. When you put food in your body, start putting gas in your car. If you're not putting gas in your car, how do you expect your car to function and to run to get you from point A to point B? And with you exercising on top of it, without getting the proper nutrients, you're really pushing that car. You're pushing the car. You're pushing the car like this, like, let's go, let's go, let's go. So we have to be honest with ourselves. Yes, I know I am the only doctor that will probably tell you to stop exercising, but stop exercising temporarily until you get your health and your energy and your body to a different degree and level. And then you can go back to exercise. Exercising is literally creating more inflammation. I go to the gym. I go to the gym 4 days, 4 times per week. I go to the gym. And I am going to the gym for different reasons, not to lose weight because I'm very skinny. I'm going to the gym because I want to build muscle. I lose so much weight that I have like flabby skin. I'm going to the gym to maintain so I can age gracefully. I can look younger when I turn 50, 40, and when I turn 50, 60. So I have good muscle mass. And it's also going to the gym is going to help me straighten my bones, not to lose weight. The weight loss comes with it. Yeah, of course, weight loss is going to come with it. But I'm eating to compensate the weight loss. But I'm not tired and sluggish and then pushing myself to go to the gym and exercise. That is the worst. That is the worst. Like when you wake up in the morning, you should feel energized. And then you go about your day. You can go exercise, schedule a session with your personal trainer. You can do all of the things. But first, you got to make sure, look at your energy level. When you wake up in the morning, ask yourself this question: how do I feel? How do I feel? Can I exercise today? How do I feel? Can I push my body to do what I needed? You should never be pushing your body, to be honest with you. Everything should flow with ease. You exercising should be like a flowing process, not like push, push, push. We got to go, we got to go. So anytime you push for something, you will never get that result that you're looking for. It will never happen. So in my weight and fat loss with herbs program that is reopening, if you're interested, just send us a message. We can talk about it. I talk to my patients. I'm like, the first thing, we're not going to exercise. And then they look at me, and I'm sure a lot of you guys that love to exercise, you love going to the gym, you love doing all the great things. If that's working for you, you're getting the results that you want, continue. But if not, I would say pause for a few, for a week or two, not permanently, just until you get your energy, get your health to where it needs to be, and then you can go back to the gym. I hope that's making sense to you, because an inflamed body and adding insult with the exercise, like pushing your body during this active process, is going to be worse for you in the long run. And you're not going to lose the weight because, again, you have not identified or addressed the root causes. So I think it's fair for us to say that you're not going to lose the weight. You're not going to lose the weight. That's just the way it is. You're not going to lose the weight. So we decrease inflammation with detox. The weight and fat loss with herbs program is 2.5 months where we actually go in, we detox. Even with the detoxification process, you lose anywhere 7 pounds and up. So that right there can already help you feel better so you can go to the gym and exercise. So we detox and then we address the hormones. We address the cortisol hormones, which I discussed in the previous video, how many people are not checking the cortisol hormones. We need to be doing the stress, look at the stress hormones morning, afternoon, evening, and night, because that's going to give us specific data, specific information when to introduce stress aids, like those herbs that we take to decrease your stress to help you heal your body at the cellular level. Because we all talk about the sex hormone, estrogen, progesterone, thyroid. The cortisol is not being addressed, and your insulin for many people are not being addressed. We need to address these are hormones that could be interfering with the weight loss that will make you feel frustrated and desperate because you're not losing the weight and you're doing all the things. So we need to address the root cause. So with our weight loss program, we're already addressing the root causes, the most common root causes. We detox, which is one of the root causes. We balance your hormones, and then we also decrease inflammation. You need to do those three things to lose weight. So I would invite you, if you're interested in learning more about the weight and fat loss with herbs, which I'll do another video talking about it, to send us some information. Let's discuss. Let's talk about how this program will benefit you. And with this, in this program, we are guaranteeing you're going to lose at least 12 pounds, 12 pounds in 2.5 months. I know patients that are taking them a year or 6 months to lose 12 pounds. You'll be losing 12 pounds in 2.5 months. When you lose the weight, you feel lighter, you feel happier, you have less inflammation, and then you can go exercise. But until then, I would really, really have you evaluate what you're doing right now. Because whatever you're doing right now is not giving you the result. And if you're pushing yourself to do something because they said it's healthy for you, like everybody's different. They said it's healthy for you. You don't have to focus on anything else. I would highly ask you to reconsider your actions, your choices, and really look at all the options you have out there, all the opportunities you have for you to heal your body. So that's it for me. I'll see you in the next video. We're going to talk about the program into more details. Talking about the features of the program. We are accepting a handful of people because I understand that it is, by the time I'm recording this, it is April. A lot of us want to lose weight end of April before summer gets here so that we can, have like not only to lose the weight, but be healthy, to enjoy the summer, to be out and about and socialize and enjoying your family and going to events and just be happier because happiness is an inside job. You have to be happy. It's not something you go by. It's not something that is outside of you. It is inside of you. And losing weight, getting off the medication, balance your hormones, decreasing your symptoms will make you happy for sure, because that happens all of the time for our patients. All right. So stay tuned for the video. We talk about the program. And if you're interested again, the doors are opening just for a few weeks. I'm not even promoting it as much as, I would have. And I would love to help you see what is possible, where you can lose the weight, you can lose the inflammation, you can lose the toxins with ease, without the struggle. We don't want to struggle, with ease, and then keep it off and learn new skills, new ways to keep it off. So thank you so much. I would love for you to subscribe. I would love for you to share. I would love for you to just, comment. Let me know what is resonating with you. And then I'll see you on the next video. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for listening to this episode. Do me a favor. If you found this episode valuable, informative, and resonated with you, please share, subscribe, and leave a review. If you have any questions and need further assistance, you will see all of our contact information in the show notes below. Send us any questions you have, and then we'll be more than happy to help you. Until then, stay tuned, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.